Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're talking in a commercial break about something totally different. Not going to go there. I will just tell you a lot of Spartan fans are idiots. And that's it. We're moving on. News of the day, Frank Ragnow. He retired. So don't swerve off the road. If you've listened to this show, I mean, I've talked about it for over a year. I thought he was going to retire last year. And it's why I got so angry at people when they talked about, well, we got to extend him. We can't spend money on stupid pass rushers. Yeah, he ain't going to be here. So this doesn't shock me. It's just how long it took for it to happen. I'm a little surprised today, a little bit. But he's gone. And I think it's a devastating blow to a football team that's already going to be without Aleem McNeil for most of the year, or half the year, if you want to be positive. And they lost both coordinators, and not for lateral moves. I mean, Ben Johnson was the number one guy in the cycle, and Aaron Glenn wasn't chopped liver, wanted by multiple teams. Mike, here's the question. With the loss of Frank Ragnow, do you still believe you're a prohibitive favorite in the North? A slight favorite, or are you not the favorite at all? And remember, before Ragnow retired, Rico and I did a show a couple weeks back. The win totals came out in Vegas, and you were at 10.5. Almost like they knew something. Because I tell you right here, right now, today, sitting here, feels like a 10-11 win team. And I don't know that that wins the division. So I want to know where you guys are at. But the one thing we're not going to do is downplay it. I don't think that's appropriate. If you're on the Maury Povich show and he says you are not the father, no, you don't need to downplay it and say, well, at least the kid's healthy. No, you're not the dad. It's a bad day. You don't just roll out and grab yourself a sub sandwich and watch Netflix that night. That's a bad day. Today's a bad day. So I'd like to know where you're at. Look, I think the division's wide open. Part of that is you. Part of that is I think it's the best division in football. But Rico, your take, Ragnow retires. I could read the statement, but just go ahead. Take it away.
No, with...
Uh-oh. He's choked up about Frank Ragnow.
Yeah, with Ragnow retiring, it tells me that this team... It was the wrong time, and it's... You didn't get enough time. If it was before the draft, you had enough time to go out there and maybe you retool your draft strategy. Okay, we need to go and actively get a center, or we got to make a trade. We have to do something to replace him. Him leaving right now kind of leaves you at a loss where either you roll with the people that you have and hope for the best, or you got to make a trade, or you got to wait for some center to get cut who's on his last legs, and you hope that you can squeeze a little bit of juice out of this guy to get you over into next season. The problem is your window's closing. It's not closed, but it's closing, and every year is valuable. Every year means something because you can't sit here and just throw away a year off of hope and wishing that you did something differently.
They can still win this division. No one is saying that that's not
Right, but I don't feel like this is a clear cut. Oh, this is your division and everybody else is fighting for second place.
Totally agree. And in the David, what is the, I don't want to ruin it, but the Football Today bottom of the hour is about the most vulnerable division winners. Where does that article emanate from?
Oh, that is NFL.com.
The Lions are going to be number one on that list, and that's before the Ragnow news. No one's burying the Lions. I'm not telling you they can't win the division. I'm not telling you they're not going to make the playoffs. It's a conversation about, are they still the favorite? Or are has the margin been shrunk to where, you know what, this just got a lot more difficult. Of course I side with choice B. Frank Ragnow's an all-pro, and whether I slide Glasgow over, or Tate Ratledge, Kenny's cousin from Georgia. He's been repping at center a little bit with the ones. Look, it's a brutally difficult position. And when you lose one of the best centers in the sport, no, I don't think that all of a sudden you just keep on keeping on. No. And then you put a new coordinator on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at. Love to know where you guys are at. And I don't think it's a death sentence, but I think it, look, this is already a year where I thought they were coming back down to earth because I don't think last year was real. 15-2 requires a lot, including some luck. And as bad as the injuries got towards the end of the year, your schedule played out where it ended up being pretty easy. Ginger idiot with the division on the line. San Francisco season is over. Dallas blows. Okay, we got trashed by the Bills, but there weren't a lot of good teams in there. You played the Packers, their quarterback was hurt both times. The Bears were busy with their coach in freeze frame, not realizing there was time on the clock. He gets fired. You take a team who's already packed for Cabo. That's not your fault, but it's reality. So it really probably was a 12-win year. Well, now you enter this season, and I say 10 or 11 wins, I get vilified. Well, where are you at now? Because with Ragnow leaving, I think 10 or 11 is appropriate. There's no team in football I'll pick to win 12 games. It's too hard. It's too difficult.
Maybe Buffalo. Okay. Only because of the division they're in.
But you understand my point is, okay, there might be one or two. I just don't think you're one of those two.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
They can still win the division, but I think their margin for error is razor thin. And I absolutely think this hurts the offense.
Oh, yeah. This is a dogfight. This is one of those where any of the four teams win a division, I'm not going to be shocked and be like, wow, didn't see that coming.
No.
You have a 1-in-4 chance, but you went from being clear cut to today, you're with everybody
else. It feels wide open, right?
Yeah. And when I look, I think, you know what? The Bears' offensive line's better than yours. I think the Packers, they're better than yours right now.
I wonder what it will do to the overall unit. I mean, you are going to rely on Ratledge in one way or another as a rookie. You're going to rely on Mahogany full-time, not spot duty. He was excellent when he played. But no matter who plays center, I just think it's a tremendous downgrade. So 248-539-9797. David, your thoughts on it. Are they still the prohibitive favorite, small favorite, or not the favorite at all?
They're a small favorite still in my mind. I'm not yet ready to say that they're not a favorite. But it's very close. The Vikings are right there, but it's the Packers who I worry about the most because they seem to have the better quarterback right now. I don't know what J.J. McCarthy will look like, but it's tough. And it's not going to be a clear cut, oh, they're just going to win 14 games anymore. We're just, it's division's ours. We're going to go 6-0, 5-1 in the division. It's going to be tough. And before this news, I believe that the division was going to be a maybe 3-3 type thing for them. We'll see. But it's very, very close now. Very close.
Look, how about this? Think of it this way. What if the Philadelphia Eagles, just hear me when I say this, guys. What if the Philadelphia Eagles lost Cam Jurgens today for the season and Jalen Carter wasn't going to play until November? Would you still view them as overwhelming favorites in the East? Because that's what you're down. You're down Aleem and you're down Ragnow.
Here's what I need you to do.
Is that bad?
Stop making sense.
Oh, okay.
Because when you put it that way, that really brings it back home.
It's no different than Kansas City losing Creed Humphrey and Chris Jones. Jones out for the first 8 weeks of the season, and Creed Humphrey's dead. Mm-hmm. Okay. You still feel great about the Chiefs?
Because I promise you, every Lions fans would say, if that Philadelphia Eagles scenario,
they're dead.
Oh, gosh. They may not win the division.
Well, then factor in both
and
coordinators.
And they may not even go to the playoffs.
Okay. So I don't think I'm being unreasonable saying this is critical, and I just think the division's going to be a street fight. And that's okay. You still have a really good football team. But I'm sorry, man. I'm just not going to downplay it. I think it's devastating. David, what are the early returns on the ticket text?
The Chiefs center was injured in the Super Bowl, and the Eagles had a super good defensive line, which destroyed them. Uh-oh. We need both badly. That is John at work. This is devastating news. I'm still shocked. Wish Ragnow all the best. This one is going to stay for a while. With the news, though, of the extra cap space, I immediately thought of Za'Darius Smith maybe returning. We got to get help on that side.
Yeah, but again, this, Kenny, I'm going to do the DeVito. I mean, this Za'Darius Smith, like he's the answer. Hey, no, stop. Just cut it out.
Right, that's my response.
Hey.
Chicken cutlets.
Right, I mean, this idea now, oh, it's an even trade. Ragnow's dead, so we can have Za'Darius back, and we'll call it even. No.
Didn't really have a huge impact when he was here at the end of last
He's
season.
He's fine enough. But, again, salary cap's not real. The salary cap is the national debt. It's just not real.
But no, this guy's. Oh, let me think about it. When Kansas City had two bad offensive lines in the Super Bowl, they got embarrassed. Okay? The Bucs, remember that one? Yeah.
Don't come with the facts, man. What you doing?
No, but it's David and your schedule starting off outside of what? Cleveland Browns. You're playing some tough teams with edge rushers, and they're going to bring pressure up the middle. And guess what you don't have? You may either have a rookie playing center or you're going with Graham Glasgow, who, you know, his better days are behind him.
And again, I mean, could they roll out, sign someone on the scrap heap? It's possible. And Brad Holmes, clearly, him and the pro scouting department, they do a very nice job. I don't know. Is 34-year-old David Andrews the move? I don't even know if David Andrews is alive. And who else is that? It's just Pro Bowl, all pro. I mean, there's a difference between a Pro Bowler and an all pro. Frank Ragnow is a multiple-time all-pro center. And I compare this to when the Cowboys lost Travis Frederick. It was stunning. It was quick. He all of a sudden, Travis Frederick had like a blood disease or something, and he was gone. And they didn't recover from it. And they aren't that. They've never been the same. You lose the anchor at that O-line. I'm not building it out that it's your left tackle. But what Ragnow does, the checks, the trust, the continuity, the ability to slot a rookie next to him, right, and know he will be able to help that player, that's all gone.
Yeah, Frederick had an autoimmune disease. So, yeah, and he just like just had to up and retire. And like, guys, I can't do this.
248-539-9797. We'll get Kenny's reaction momentarily and your phone calls. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right to the people. Raymond is going to lead off the 5 o'clock hour. Raymond, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just a living dream. Sunny day. You can't beat it here in the Motor City.
It's above 50 degrees. I don't know what to do.
And sunny.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, the news today, I mean, nobody's going to just, you know, think that this is just a nothing burger. This was absolutely devastating, you know, for the Lions. However, I'm not going to also write off this team saying that, you know, they're not going to win the division. I thought, actually, before the retirement, I actually didn't think the Lions were going to win the division this year anyway. I thought that was going to be Green Bay. This only kind of solidifies it, at least to me.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to go out there saying that they can't win 13, you know, 14 games if they get all the, you know, pieces right. Obviously, McNeil's out. That's terrible. You know, obviously, Frank Ragnow is now retired. That's going to be, you know, a detriment. But the Lions absolutely believe in their coaches to be able to develop, you know, the young players. What if Onwuzurike takes another step? You know, what if, you know, the, you know, guy that we got in the second round ends up being halfway serviceable? You know, the team's not going to be as terrible as we might think that they could be. If
well,
they
first of all, no one said terrible. I want to be clear. Right. Raymond, when I say they're a 10 or 11 win team, that's anything but terrible. I'm just saying I think their margin for error got a lot smaller. And I'm with you. I'm not going to whistle by the graveyard on it.
Yeah, Raymond, I'm saying that they went from, to me, being the clear cut, yes, Lions will win the North, to now I can't say that. I can make an argument that they took a step back today and the other teams may be able to overcome all of the other, you know, firepower that they have on offense. Because if you can't protect the quarterback, then the running game's not that great as it was in previous seasons.
Yeah, and real quickly, I don't even think that you know, the Lions are not going to make the playoffs. I still think they're going to make.
Uh-oh. You there? You there. Ray, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry, you cut out completely. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm in a position right now from, you know, going from before, you know, the season started here to thinking, hey, the Lions have a shot to make it back to the Super Bowl, to where I'm just going to be happy to make the playoffs and potentially win a playoff game until I see more. Yeah. Maybe later on in the season we can revisit this.
But Raymond, here's how we totally agree. If you told me right now 10-7 and they get a wild card, I'd sign the piece of paper right now.
Absolutely.
Just get in with a chip and a chair. You're in the poker tournament. I would sign it today. But I'm different. And I have no idea what John and Jim are going to say tomorrow morning. I don't know. Maybe they're still on the 14-win express. I don't know. For me, I'd sign the paper today. Get them in the playoffs, get hot at the right time, and let's go. Because I can't make a guarantee. I think you play in the most brutal division in the league. And your schedule is the second most difficult. And it's the most difficult on paper, right? We got done talking about last year. On paper, it looked like one thing, and it ended up another. But on paper, it's the most difficult road schedule in the history of the NFL.
Yeah,
by winning percentage.
Yeah, now just look at what the other teams have done, and you really haven't added the way that they have this offseason.
Let's go to Dennis, 97.1. Denny, what's going on, man?
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You know, we went 15-2 last year, and the season still rode on the last game of the year. So, you know, things happen. For me, I try to compare the team this year to the other teams in the division. Is Green Bay their challenge, really? Because Chicago's got a new head coach. I know we got new coordinators, but they have a new head coach. And Minnesota's got a rookie QB. So is Green Bay our competition? Is that what we're talking about here?
I don't know. Dennis, listen, I have said this a bunch. I think McCarthy is the, like, wild card of the entire league. If McCarthy's good, not great, Minnesota has a Super Bowl roster because they're doing what Rico's team does. They have a rookie scale deal. They spent an unbelievable amount of money on the roster. Green Bay, yeah, they could be. And the Bears, Dennis, it boils down to this. If you believe Ben Johnson's a genius, they retooled that entire O-line, and it's year two for Caleb Williams, who didn't have a bad rookie year.
And they went out and got Caleb some more toys. But, Dennis, I would say yes. I think if I had to pick that team that would be the biggest rival to the Lions, it would be Green Bay. You get Love healthy Because remember, he got hurt in the very first game down in, I think it was in Brazil last year, and never really recovered after that.
Yeah, so 12 wins probably wins this division.
Yes, I would say 12 wins. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. That sounds right.
All right, I'm enjoying the discussion, gentlemen.
Yeah,
keep it up. Thanks
appreciate you, Dennis. No problem. And again, hey, man, if they hit the ground running, you're out of those first 6 weeks. You got some of the young guys playing really well. You recalibrate. You just you look at the data and you go, hey, but here and now, no, I can't do that today. Go ahead, Kenny. What's up?
Me and David were just talking about it back here. We were looking at the schedule leading into the bye week. Aside from the Browns, those are all very losable games. They're winnable, but they're also very losable. I said to him, if you could sign me up for 4-3 leading into the bye, I would sign that paper right now.
I'd take
now.
It today. What are you
right
kidding
now.
Me?
And that's going to sound crazy to Lions fans going, oh, you're a game above 500. You're signing up for that. Yes.
Yes. No, because the back end of your schedule, at least right now, looks a lot more winnable.
A lot of wins.
Right. It's like, to me, if you can at least come out of the first 7 games, this is going to sound bad, with only 3 or 4 losses, you're okay. Season's not over. I know a lot of people are panic.
Tread water. That's the strategy. Tread water. Yes. 4-3. Sign me up right now.
Yeah. I total agreement. Hey, here's the other one. And you better hold your breath when training camp opens. You're down 2 all-pro players right now. That's how I view this. It's the example I used with the Philadelphia Eagles or the Kansas City Chiefs. You're
that
down.
Philadelphia Eagles argument was that one struck home.
So,
like, whoa.
So you're down 2 all-pro guys, right? You better hold your breath. The margin in this league is not that great. I mean, we saw Carolina go into Philly. They should have beat him if Xavier Legette would have caught a touchdown pass. With teams, oh, that team's terrible. Really, why is the spread 5 points? This ain't college. Mm-hmm. This isn't Utah State playing at Georgia catching 50.
You rarely will get the double digit.
Get to training camp and just hold your breath because you can't afford to lose any more of your,
no, you're right. You don't need an offensive lineman getting, you know what, somebody rolled up on his leg.
Look around the league. We're going to read about it. You just better pray to God it doesn't happen here. Oh, my God. NBA Finals odds up on the screen. OKC's minus 700.
Yeesh. So you're saying that the Indiana Pacers have a chance?
I guess. 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts. We'll get to the football today, which features vulnerable, if I could speak English, divisional winners. Lions are prominent. And that's before the Ragnow news. Yes, David.
The note that you all were just talking about going into training camp, someone is asking, what are the chances Taylor Decker does the same as Ragnow?
This year,
just
no.
Ups and retires?
But I don't consider him. Listen, I've said this multiple times. 2 guys that I didn't consider a member of next year's team were Ragnow and Decker.
You did.
I think you just get to a point. And Decker's contract is probably going to have to get redone. And do you want to pay him deep into his 30s?
No, but you need Decker for this season.
Yes.
So if Decker walked away, as Woja was, now it's panicking Lions.
They've got Manu. You shut up. And again, Manu may end up being nice.
You know what?
Maybe he's your Jordan Mailata. I have no idea.
David wall-eyed me, so.
Okay, then.
He wall-eyed me when it came to Manu.
So. someone says, we will miss Ragnow, but the Lions will still win 14 games. They'll start the first 10 games 6-4.
That's from Jim Costa gripping his chandelier.
You know what?
If they win 14 games back-to-back, go 15-14, put a statue of Dan Campbell on top of the stadium.
If they win 14 games again this year, you have to win the Super Bowl to make this count. Plain and simple, I don't see this happening. Okay.
I know. Listen, you and I are different. I'm at a point where no matter what the record is, if they don't get to, I can't say win it.
Wait, hold on.
To get to the Super Bowl to have a chance to win it. Fun fact.
David, read that again.
Okay, give me 1 second. We will miss Ragnow, but the Lions will still win 14 games and start the first 10 games at 6-4.
Okay. That math doesn't add up.
I think he, you know what? I quit. All right.
How do you get to fuck?
Okay. Southern New Hampshire. Get a degree fast. Here.
You know what?
He took a math class.
I was just like, wait, why do you 14-4?
You just let it roll.
Okay.
Okay. All right. David, a few ticket techs. Wojo's actually arrived a full 11 minutes before broadcast.
Yeah. And we got Brian Windhorst in the house.
You know, that's you just... Paul, you don't have to take his crap.
I cannot see it.
You don't.
Paul, blame Kenny for that.
David, go ahead.
I want to do this for this person because he says, what happened to our center? I just got in the car. They were working all day. So give them
Frank
the
Ragnow retired. That's what happened. He ain't going to play football now.
Effective immediately.
No doubt this team is worse without Ragnow. And I'm less confident we win the division now. But I expect Glasgow to start the season at center. Ratledge will take over at some point. Just glad Brad invested in the O-line in the draft this year.
Yes.
The Lions are still the most talented team in the NFL with outstanding coaching and culture. I think the Lions team will be better than last
year. Hold on, wait. Rewind the tape.
Yeah.
Did you just say, you said the NFC North?
No.
The NFL.
Because, you know what? Man, I remember we were downtown. We were freezing that Super Bowl celebration down Woodward. I was so cold. I remember that day. Jeez. My goodness. I was like, I left the hand warmers in my truck. Are you serious?
And then they'll be better than last year.
Okay, I think Jaden Daniels wants a word with you.
Jalen Hurts as well. Yes, we are the favorite. We were the favorite
Josh
last
year. Josh Allen. Give us serious. You know what? I'm sorry, David. I should not have interrupted you. That was rude. Please read that again.
Yes, we are the favorites. We were the favorites last year without a defense. We will be just fine, slightly worse, but still dominant.
That's actually Doug Karsh at home.
Oh, I thought it was from the catio.
I mean, he's on 1X today. I will tell you, he is on one.
Hold on. Cookies, whoa. Fill us in.
Let me pull some of them back up.
I don't have such things. This is exciting.
Oh, my.
What is he doing at home? Go ahead. We're catching up. Apparently, David is saying Cookies is on one today.
May of 2024, Ragnow said, was frustrated with the rumors that he retired and said it wasn't something he's been considering. Friday, we hear he's unhappy with his contract and days later he retired. The timing is brutal to find out about the draft after the draft and free agency. Then he continues on another tweet. For as much as we've been talking questions on the defense's Ragnow retirement makes inside offensive line the biggest concern to me. It's the engine. Frank was elite. He paved the way for the run game.
I need the blitzes and gave them the much grit and leadership. Can't expect rookies to replace.
Hey, here's Heather with the news.
Whoa,
G.
What's he insinuating?
I have no idea.
First of all, the contract thing I think is a non-issue.
Retirement's been a consideration for a year.
And the Lions could.
Right. I think maybe he was hoping that he would do like the Tigers did with Cobb and be like, I'm thinking about retiring.
Here's 17 mil for no reason.
Well, he has mused about it out loud numerous times, and the Lions did draft two interior offensive linemen. It's not like they were completely clueless about this. I don't know if they knew about the timing, but they knew it was possible.
You just got to deal in reality. You lost an all-pro center, and you're not better today.
Of course not. No, you're right.
Well, good luck with about half the fans.
But now, let me hold on. People think it's not a big deal.
Brother, I'm just trying to prep you for what you're going to endure.
I thought you trained people better than this, Michael.
We've done a decent job.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you, Doug was basically like, no big deal. Be respectful. Hard hat.
There are some that, hey, we'll keep this thing going. We just had somebody say,
I said,
they're still the favorite in the NFL.
We have come to a conclusion. The division is pretty open now. You certainly could win it. I don't think you're a prohibitive favorite.
Right.
10-7.
Well, I said 11-6 all along. I'm not about to change it, but let me ask you this. Are the fans mad at Ragnow?
No.
Okay.
You couldn't possibly.
Well, seems to be the insinuation, the little cookies tweet there, all of a sudden contract
talk.
That
guy has battled through injuries that would send most humans to the hospital.
I think some people are a little upset of the timing? Why didn't you say this before the draft?
Why
didn't you retire and then they could have either traded or drafted a center? Center would have become a top priority had you done this back in February.
I think there's an obvious reason why. Because he wasn't sure. I mean, he thinks about it every offseason,
True. At least the last two.
Right.
This is the third.
I mean, I don't know his contract situation.
Well, here's the thing, too.
Did he get paid after June 1st?
He didn't wait till the start of training camp like some people have.
It's not uncommon for players to take 90 days to get their body right, to just figure it out. And again, I'm not saying there was a procedure or something. I'm saying a lot of players have a lot of procedures that no one ever hears about.
Right.
Who knows what this cat was dealing with? He played with a partially torn pec, a broken throat, a toe that's dead. I'm just saying, like, I'm not shocked. You know, he woke up and goes, you know what? I'm out.
He's got another baby on the way. His wife is pregnant.
You know what? Wah. Okay, then. What are you leaving? You're doing Ragnow stuff?
Yeah, for sure. And it is a blow. It is. How big of a blow? It's a big blow. Now, they've been practicing both the Miles Frazier guy and the Tate Ratledge at center in the rookie mini camp in a little bit. So they have options. Graham Glasgow.
None of them are all pro.
Of course not. Yeah. So that's going to be a little
bit of
trouble.
Are they still the prohibitive favorite in the North? Yes or no?
I would remove the prohibitive and say
a slight favorite in the North.
I'll say solid favorite. Prohibitive makes a lot more.
Okay.
Solid.
I'll live with that.
Yeah. I said yet to be determined. Now, to me, all four teams wouldn't be shocked.
How about overwhelming favorite?
We're done. Wojo's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.